week started off with Dana telling us she'd forgotten the restaurant she booked for her mum for Mother's Day.
I had to ring around and cold call restaurants to find out if I'd made a booking there. Every single time I called a restaurant, I said it like I had a booking there and I wanted to find out what time it was. So it was, hi, my name's Dana. I've got a booking. I just want to make sure I've got the time correct for tonight.
Hopeless. Then Harry telling us this.
It's the ice in your freezer. It actually picks up a lot of bacteria in there. The best thing to do is boil it before you put it in your drink to prevent food poisoning.
It's just dumb, isn't it?
Oh, dear. You think Harry's parents would be proud of him, but they don't even get up to listen to the show, as he found out live on air. That's brutal.
Yes, hello.
Oh, Dad, it's me. It's your baby boy.
Yeah.
Hello, did I wake you up?
Oh, we're just in bed still.
Oh, living the dream.
Hey, you're not listening to the show?
Oh, am I supposed to?
I get you two are debauched, but why do you have to encourage the good people of the Hunter Valley to share their stories about getting naked?
When I got back to Scone, I very cautiously got out of the vehicle and stripped the jeans off and just threw them and...
got naked.
I had undies on.
I feel like this is becoming a regular thing, but Dana gets so sick of Harry, she starts recruiting for a new co-host live on the air.
All right, see you later. Bye. I'm taking applications for a co-host, looking for above average bants, better than Harry.
You'll have to do it for little to no pay, and the hours are long as well.
Excuse me, this is my application process. Butt out.
Harry and Dana, I don't think it's respectful to imply our head of state has some sort of room full of female pleasure devices.
The Queen for me, like, I love the Queen. And I just think she's a very classy lady. I just don't think she'd be taking deliveries of lavender or lilac vibrators.
Well, I beg to differ. I think she's a room surrounded by lilac and vibrators.
Thank God Dana always pulls rank. Otherwise, it would be Harry talking about aliens the entire show.
Have you seen something in the Hunter Valley? Yeah. Lights in the sky. We'll take your calls on that.
That could be a deciding factor as to whether the show believes in aliens or not.
We'll throw the rest of the show out and we'll just do like coast to coast.
No, that's not happening.
Okay. You know, whenever I claim we're going to do that. Who made you the boss? Dana always said, no, we're not doing that. All right. Well, that's a shame this morning.
We learned that Harry and Dana have differing opinions when it comes to kids' education.
So if you're waking up for school this morning, kids, have a bit of an extra sleep in and just say, Harry said so.
Yeah, all right. I don't think that'll go down well with any teachers listening. They work their butts off to make sure our kids of the Hunter Valley are educated. They need to be there on time.
Harry, I get that you're passionate about the $1,000 selfie, but maybe, mate, settle it down just a touch, champ.
Harry and Dan will be out and about. We'll come to you. That's how good this show is. We literally give you $1,000 and we come to you so you can get a selfie. No other show will do that. So don't bother changing channels. Don't listen to any other crap. It's us. Only we do that.
And of course, the week is never complete without Dana going on about Harry's styles. Watermelon sugar high.
Watermelon sugar high. Any chance I get to gush about our old mate Harry Styles, I will.
You should see it, everyone.
Look at this. What are your thoughts on that, Jess?
I'm not a fan.
What? Get out.
Calm it down.
Okay, I'm going to put this picture up on our Instagram if you want to check it out. Please be on my side. It's beautiful. He's holding a handbag. He can do no wrong in my eyes. Our Instagram is 98.1 Power FM. Go check it out.
She's literally drawling.
Quiet. I can see it. Just on the corner of her mouth.
Disgraceful. Right there.
You love Budget Day. I love Harry Styles. What can we say, Jess?
And that's your week that was.